Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Commercial fishermen in Massachusetts are required to have life jackets on their boats, but they're rarely, if ever, worn. It's a dangerous practice for lobstermen, especially as falls overboard are the leading cause of death while on the job for them. Now a research team is trying to change that by redesigning the life jackets. WBUR's Hannah Shinatry has the story.
You see anything, Frank?
Steve Haller and Franklin Artis are hauling in a lobster trap. They lean over the edge of the boat and dump its contents into a holding tray. Linardis hauls the 50-pound trap to the back of the boat, rope trailing behind him.
It's a dance between me and him. Him getting that done, me getting this done. Because of his weight, his strength, he'll knock me right on my rear end. And he's done it a few times.
Over the course of the day, they repeat this dance 300 times. Today, everything goes smoothly. But Haller remembers one day in February when a routine haul went very wrong. A few traps had frozen to the deck.
So I was tugging and tugging and tugging with a hook to try and free them up. And they did free up. And I had lost my balance and I was falling backwards.
The fall launched Haller into the freezing Boston Harbor.
It's an absolute shock. First you're saying, in a split second, I can't believe this is happening. And then what sets in is like, I've got to get out of the water. But your body has got a whole different idea.
He managed to grab the last rung of a ladder on the dock and pull himself to safety. Haller wasn't wearing a life jacket, and today, out in the middle of the water, he isn't wearing one either. For many lobstermen like Haller, life jackets get in the way of their work.
Never even considered it.
That's Peter Fredrickson. He's been fishing for over 40 years.
Big, bulky life jackets, number one, you can't work in them, and number two, it's hot. And on a day like today, to have anything else besides shorts and a T-shirt and your rain pants is going to be miserable. So no, I hadn't given it a thought.
The most frequent cause of death in the lobster fishing community is falls overboard.
Julie Sorensen is with the Northeast Center for Occupational Health and Safety. A 16-year study from the Centers for Disease Control found that in every fatal fall, the lobsterman was not wearing a life jacket. But Sorensen acknowledges the barriers to use. In addition to the heat, bulk, and high costs, they can run between $80 and $200, some of the styles with buckles can get caught in traps, making the job even more dangerous. So Sorensen determined it's the life jackets that have to change.
I think you need to assume that people are doing the best they can and that maybe what we need to do as public health researchers is make it easier and more rewarding for them to do the safer thing or the healthier thing.
Sorensen launched a research project aimed at redesigning the life jackets. She and her team recruited 181 lobstermen in Massachusetts and in Maine to wear different types of life jackets for 4 to 6 weeks. Both Peter Fredrickson and his son Josh, who works as Peter Sternman, participated in the study. Josh says they were given versions that clipped around their waists.
If you live through the 90s, it's like a fanny pack, basically.
The small pack has a CO2 cartridge that deploys if you pull the ripcord, inflating the pack. It's a far cry from the old orange horseshoe vests, but Peter Fredrickson says it's still not perfect.
The belt loosens up and it falls off. It wasn't easy to clean and you get dirty on a lobster boat, but it worked.
Those issues and other feedback from the study are now with the manufacturers, who will use it to reevaluate the designs. The researchers plan to start phase two next summer, using social media and community events to get more lobstermen interested in the new jackets. They may not win over everyone. Back on his boat, Steve Haller says if there was a design that didn't get in his way, he might consider it. But life jackets just aren't his main concern.
I don't think of it that much. There's more hazards on the boat. I could lose fingers. I could get some serious lacerations with the knives, hand injuries, leg injuries. Falling overboard is on my mind, but it's not at the very top, sadly to say.
But for the Fredricksons, the study changed their minds.
I'm going to wear it all the time now. You know, I'm 65 years old. I get up on the gunwale and my balance isn't what it once was. I feel like this. I've never gone over the side, knock on wood, but I could. So it makes sense.
Peter Fredrickson hopes others will take advantage of the new jackets as well. Because lobstermen never think they're going over until the moment they do. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Hannah Shinatry.